The department is proposing several changes aimed at cutting phosphorus runoff at farms and other chemicals and soil washing away from construction sites and other urban locations. Some of the proposed changes seem to have widespread support, but at a public hearing in Waukesha yesterday, several farmers objected to a plan to block them from tilling their soil within 20 feet of a water body. Tom Oberhaus referred to the tillage plan as a buffer strip.
I'm rather shocked and amazed that the powers to be could not come up with a better solution than this. A 20-foot buffer strip is not nearly enough in the right places, and it's way too much in other places.
Some municipal officials from southeastern Wisconsin raised concerns about a proposal to reduce the solid material in urban stormwater by 40% in some cases. Village of Greendale President John Hermes says his community and a lot of others can't afford that right now.
In this economic condition, with villages and cities and state budgets all struggling to survive, we do not need an increased standard of 40%.
The DNR says it's open to providing options for communities that may have trouble meeting the target, but the agency says there are some relatively simple steps many cities can take without exceeding a proposed cap on local spending. There are more public hearings on the runoff rules scheduled for the next few weeks. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio in Waukesha.